Sports in the Round from the Ground Around here on the Beaver Radio Network. Men's hockey team travels to Marquette, Michigan this weekend, actually on their way already. Their head coach, Walt Kyle, with us on the Paul Bunting Communications Hotline. Walt, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Your team has alternated wins and losses this season. On paper, that says consistency might be a problem, but we all know that the game is not played on paper. Still early, but what kind of a feel do you get from your team?
Yeah, we've been up and down both in individual games and you know, in weekends. I mean, we've had moments in games where we've been in control and we've gone out and turned pucks over and taken bad penalties and cost us the lead. And that's been one of the things that's hurt us. We also have had, you know, some games where we've just failed to put up the kind of quality scoring chances you need to have success. But we've had other games where we've done that, and we've had moments, you know, moments of good play and bad play throughout our schedule.
Well, the games at home you've won. Is the Barry Event Center back to a home ice advantage for you?
I think it is. I mean, I think every team in the league has a home ice advantage to some degree. You know, we've played two games in here, played well in both of those games, and we played four of our six on the road and have not been as good there. So we have to find a way to continue to be good here. We have to find a way to maybe find a little more success on the road.
You've scored 16 goals with 11 different players scoring. That is a coach's dream. Is that sustainable throughout the year?
Yeah, we're not going to be. I don't perceive that we're going to have any one guy run out into the, you know, and you know, lead the league or be that kind of guy. We're going to have to do it by committee, and we have a number of guys that are capable of putting up some kind of numbers.
Atu Tolvanen is the WCHA Rookie of the Week. He made 63 saves in the weekend for you guys. How did you find a Finn that was playing in Minot in the North American League?
Well, this is a huge. This area has a huge Finnish population. You know, so to get a Finn here is not unusual at all. We actually have another guy on our team, a kid named Sandy Salmon, who's a Finnish kid. But we feel fortunate to have Adi. He's played well for us this year. The guy that was our starter last year, Matthias Olsen, is still out with an injury, and Adi's come in and played exceptionally well since the beginning of the year.
BSU had your number a little bit last year, Coach. In your mind, how is BSU similar to what they were a year ago?
Well, they're a very good team. I think you know, Tom has done a great job there. I think he's there. In my opinion, they're young. You know, a year ago they were young and they you know, they had to earn their spurs the first part of the year, which they did. They grew. They accepted coaching. They were coached well. In the last part of the year, they had a great run. And I can tell you that up front, they have some really, really dynamic people. They're great in goal. They have a young core defenseman that's performed real well for them. They've had a really tough schedule this year, a really tough schedule, probably as difficult a schedule as anyone in the country. And I have a lot of respect for that staff, and I have a lot of respect for this team. I know what they're going to be like, and we know we're going to have our hands full.
Well, how are they different this year?
Well, they have, in my opinion, what happened, it's tough to be successful with a lot of young kids, and they're a year older and a year more mature. They have some real dynamic forwards on their team. The Harms kid, the Fitzgerald, the Ward kid. I mean, they have the Gerbrandt. They have some good players up front that you're going to have to be very aware of. They'll be able to score goals.
Walt, thanks for your time. Certainly appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Take care. Thank you.